Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jeff Stevens again from CrazyDadLife.com, the website dedicated to busy parents just like you, balancing your family and your career while also trying to build something amazing online in your off hours. This is a special audio sequence that I've been doing. It's short form content that I'm putting out there in the 12 days leading up to Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I'll be hitting you with new episodes with valuable content and actionable advice, or sharing some tips and tricks that I've learned throughout my journey online. My intent really is to give you value right inside your Twitter or Facebook feed, so you don't have to go out and listen to a full-blown 45-minute or half-hour episode. Just quick-hitting content that you can take advantage of right there in your feed. So far, I've covered domain naming tips and podcast promotion. Today I'm going to get into the power of words. So following along with the song, this is the 10th day. So the 10th day in the song is 10 Lords A-Leaping. Since I talk about online business and social media, I'm switching it up a little bit, and I'm going to call it 10 Words You're Needing. So I'm going to go through 10 particular words that you should use in your online business, your content marketing, your social media presence, wherever you're participating within the online space. These are 10 words you should implement. Number one, share. You don't want to teach people or tell people something. You want to share what you know. Sharing is a great thing. Whether you share other people's content or you share something that you discovered, it's just a wonderful thing. You should do more of it. So share is one of the words. Number two is discover. I just mentioned that. Use something like discover instead of telling people what they will learn or what they'll be told. Use something like discover. People like to discover stuff. Number three, value. This is something we should all be striving for. We're there to provide value to others. Make sure that you focus on the word value. Number four, free. Who doesn't like free stuff? I love free stuff, and I use a lot of free tools. I have a lot of free stuff that I put out there. Free is good. So definitely don't be afraid to provide free stuff. Number five, passion. Just like value, we're all ultimately seeking something that we're passionate about. Don't lose track that passion is so important. Number six, easy. We all want things done easier, right? Why make it hard? Make it easy. Number seven, what do you think? Now, that's not a word, it's more of a phrase, but what do you think? It's very powerful. It's not all about you. Listen to your audience. What do you think? Ask them what they think. Number eight, how to. Everyone likes to follow a guide. Everybody likes to figure out how to do something using some sort of directions or steps to get something accomplished. How to is great in the online space. How to do this, how to do that. Help people figure out how to do things step by step. Number nine, you. This is a huge one. Remember, you are talking to that one single individual person that is reading your blog, that is listening to your podcast. Talk to that one person. Refer to them as you. Make it special. Laser focus to that particular avatar that you're talking to, that one person. And number 10, thank you. Being polite never gets old, right? Thanking someone goes a long way. Let's not lose track of that one either. Thank you. And finally, before I go, one word that has been overused in online business and social media. Can you guess what it is? Any guesses? Resonate. How many times do you hear the word resonate whenever you listen to various entrepreneurial podcasts or read blogs, etc.? You'll constantly hear that word resonate. And I'm sure I'm guilty of it too. You can probably go back into my past episodes and you'll hear it all over the place. But resonate is my word to avoid in 2015. And now, if you have a word or that you should or should not use, go ahead and add it to the comments in the Facebook post or in the tweet. You can reply to the tweet with your particular word that you would add to the list and let me know if it's something that should or should not be used. And also, make sure you're on the lookout for tomorrow's content. If you're listening on Twitter, you can follow me, at Crazy Dad Life, and you'll be able to see it right in your Twitter feed. Or if you're on Facebook, you can also join the Facebook page over at facebook.com/crazydadlife and get the content right there. And of course, if you're on the normal podcast player, just subscribe to the show and have it instantly delivered to your earbuds. So if you are trying to build something amazing online in your off hours, I'd love to have you over at crazydadlife.com. And as always, with family, your career, and your side hustle, stay engaged and stay thirsty.